This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is 4/20/20. We are on what is, for us, day number 4. You, the listener, will be hearing this on the following day, which will be Friday night. It's been a great week so far, and this morning it looks like it's getting even busier. The parking lot, it's, I think, 11 a.m. as we're recording this, Eastern Time. The parking lot is pretty full of cars. I see Chris Wade's car there, our Friday night co-host, so it looks like he just made it.
Nice.
It's full of cars, and so people are getting checked in. They're setting up campsites. I'm seeing more vendors here than even yesterday. Kirby's Q, which is a great barbecue place, is here right now, so I'm looking forward to going there.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
This evening, although I already know they take goldbacks, so that won't be a question. And I've been trying to spend the goldback currency here throughout the entire time, and so far I've been able to do it successfully, which has been great. With you here today, it's Ian.
Are ya?
And so, of course, if you're here, stop on by, say hello, grab a Shire Society lanyard. We can talk about the Shire Society Declaration later. We've got some guest speakers that may be coming by here today and talking to us. In fact, that's how we're going to start the show out this morning with special guest Lisbeth von Leer. Lisbeth, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, long-time listeners of the show will remember we've interviewed your husband a number of times over the years, Christopher Gronsky.
Yeah.
He's here. He's doing his presentations as well. But I have never had the chance to interview you on the radio, I don't think. And you came over yesterday to tell us that you're doing your own presentations here on your own subject. What are you talking about? Is this going to be at your campsite? Or are you going to be on the main stage?
I'm going to be at campsite 36, and I'm going to do two workshops.
Okay.
All right. What are the workshops?
Well, one workshop is that there are people that feel often or sometimes they feel intimidated or they're scared of somebody or they, you know, they have often that people make them feel small. So in this workshop is going to get rid of that. So you feel more empowered. You don't have that anymore. And
so it's a self-empowerment workshop?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we learn techniques that you can use for the rest of your life, or you can help your children in situations like that. So
it's pretty cool. It's an important thing to learn that, I forget who we were talking about this with the other day, but you have the onus of control over your own feelings. You can't
say,
whenever you hear somebody say, well, that person made me feel terrible or whatever.
Impossible.
Well, yeah. No, that person did a thing. And then you responded in a certain way. And you have total control over how you respond to any situation or any person.
Yeah.
Is that sort of
That's
some of
right.
what you're
saying? That's right. And the reason why you respond in a certain way is because of your program, how you're programmed. Even things come from your ancestors and your parents, and they have a certain way of responding, and you learn that, and you carry on until you
change it.
Change it.
Yeah.
So and that's what I do with people. I change those sort of things. So
yeah, and it changes from sort of a victim mentality into a mentality over I am in control of my life and my thoughts. And or at least how I react to my thoughts, because sometimes I think things that I don't want to think, and I can just reject those ideas.
Yes.
So have you ever read Eckhart Tolle?
Well, I have seen teachings of Eckhart Tolle.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with him too.
Yeah.
What you were saying sounded very similar to the presence process and the power of now and all of that kind of stuff. So I was just curious.
Yeah. Now the cool thing is when you change a pattern or a program that you are struggling with or any other issue, your energy changes, your frequency, and you start attracting different things. It's like, for instance, when you and people also in this case with this workshop, people would start reacting differently to you because you know, like often girls that are raped, they are often, sometimes they're abused in their youth and they have this type of energy with them. And they get raped more often in their life because of the energy that they have. It's like when you, for instance, you buy a new car, a red Mercedes, or and you think, pretty unusual car, you know. And then you start driving this car and all of a sudden you see all these red Mercedeses driving everywhere.
Right.
So that's
how you become more attuned to that particular thing.
Yeah.
Or that vibration or whatever.
Yeah, I had a client, for instance, and she was 28 years old, and she came to me, and she was phobic, and she was afraid to go out of her house, so that's really bad, because she couldn't go shopping or have a job. And the other thing is she would lose her, she got pregnant, she was married, she would lose her babies all the time, and not in kind of a normal way.
You mean like a miscarriage?
Yes. That you have a miscarriage, but in this case, she would have a dead fetus in herself for 1 or 2 weeks, which is kind of strange. And then they would find out that the baby was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing an intake with her. And so, you know, if I asked her how she was, things in her life that happened.
Right.
And she was telling me all these strange stories. And if a normal person who didn't have her issues, they would kind of have one of these experiences in her life. But she had one after the other. So this fear built up and she became phobic. So I went looking with her because everything's in your memory. And we went back to when she was a baby, her mother was pregnant from her, and she was watching a horror movie. The mother was watching a horror movie, and at some point, she had this fear, this jump, you know, like there's something scary happened in the movie, and this energy went into the fetus, which was my client, and so she had this frequency when she was born. Of fear, and so she's attracting that. Like you see, all of a sudden, all these red Mercedeses driving around. So
I mean, I suspect it had more to do with than her mother just watching a horror movie. But yeah. I mean, I do tend to buy into the idea of vibration and law of attraction and things like
this. It's a frequency.
Yeah. So, I think she's probably doing it more to herself than her mother did it, but that's just my interpretation of it.
Well, it's not a question of blaming anybody. It's just that we all have our experiences, and she had that experience, and that impacted her life big time. But, you know, I helped her to get rid of that. And
she did,
okay. Oh, yeah. And she got pregnant as well. And
it worked out?
As far as I know, it worked out. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
So you encouraged her to change her thinking?
Well, I do.
Or do positive affirmations? Or what are some of the steps?
Well, I work. Well, the thing is that I have a big toolbox because I studied like 32 years all sorts of things. I think there's nothing out there that I haven't studied in. I became a therapist because it was in Holland, because it was let's start from the beginning. I was 28 years old and I was walking in the street and I was thinking in my lunch break, there must be more to life than this. And that was the start of my 32 year quest, and I'm still studying every day. And but it went really like I became a therapist, and just because I was curious about what was going on and in Holland, and then I studied quantum physics and energy and all sorts of stuff, neuroscience. Mm-hmm. And I started seeing all these connections between, because usually somebody does one or two things and then they have a certain occupation. But I had done so much and I start seeing all these connections, which is kind of cool, because if somebody comes to me and says, what are you going to do with me? I have no idea, because I have such a big toolbox and I use what is. And I like to work, have people fast get rid of their issues. So I pick what I feel is right, and there's experience and intuition. And
Lisbeth von Leer, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. You can check her out at Source Transformation on Facebook.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Forkfest 2020, day number 4. still the morning here, and people are coming into the campground. It's gonna get a lot bigger over the next 24 hours as people start to get off work for the weekend and come up for Friday and Saturday, which are historically the two biggest days. You definitely still have time to come out here because there's an entire another week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival ends, which that ends this Sunday. Then the Fork Fest, which is technically going on right now as well, continues for an entire other week. So if you want to come out and hang out with some cool liberty-friendly folks, you really ought to go to forkfest.party and learn more about what's going on here. It's Ian and Aria in our remote studio. I do want to say that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has it, and their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. I also got to catch up and say thank you to Syracuse Joe and Izzy, who are Free Talk Live amplifiers, Syracuse Joe and Silver Amplifier, Izzy and Amplifier Gold Level, and also Libertarian Banker, also a Gold Level Amplifier. These are folks who help amp the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. They're people who love freedom, and I know Izzy specifically has been to this event, so maybe we'll see him coming up here at some point. It's a great group of folks, and we really appreciate everybody that that helps us with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. For $5 a month, you get some cool perks. ampamp.freetalklive.com. So Dan Gaudreau joining us here on mic number 3. Welcome to our remote studios here, Dan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ian.
Absolute pleasure. You and I go back for several years. When did you move up here to New Hampshire?
Moved up here in September of 2013 from Oklahoma.
That's a long way and a big change, right?
It's a massive change, but it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Now, you used to work in like the power industry, right?
Yeah, I actually used to work on designing power plants, mm-hmm. In like an engineering and design scope. Mm. And now I kind of do kind of a similar thing with natural gas. But I've been doing it all together for about 7 years now. Mm-hmm.
And somehow you decided you wanted to start out and strike out on your own, start your own business, which is a dream of a lot of people who work at a job, right? Because even if your job's a good one and your boss is nice or whatever, it's still you're working for somebody else. You're putting your time and your effort into building somebody else's dream. And, yeah, you get paid for it, and you can do what you want with that money, but it's not for, I don't think, a lot of people as satisfying as doing whatever it is that, you know, your calling is, whatever it is that you feel like you really want to be doing.
And I agree with that. So I had posted something on Facebook. It was one of my products, which is a 3D-printed LED mushroom lamp that kind of glows up. It's about a foot tall and, I don't know, 8 inches in diameter, but it looks really cool because it projects onto the ceiling. And I posted this on Facebook, my personal page, the other day, and I got a ton of great responses from it.
I think it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. And I think I got like 130-something reactions, but you know, that's the most that I had ever had. But it was at that moment, whenever I had posted that, that I had had that initial like breath of freedom. Mm. And I remember I was working from home because this whole COVID thing going on and working from home. But I remember being at home, and after I'm getting all these responses, I could barely focus on my work. I hope my employer's not listening because I didn't do a lot that Monday morning. But, yeah, as soon as I got that initial, like, breath of freedom, I was just I couldn't focus. All I could think about was how am I going to build my business and how am I going to get out of the rat race?
Mm. And this was how long ago?
Well, whenever I had posted it, it was probably about a week ago.
So this is very new.
Well, I've actually been working on this business for about a year.
Okay.
But I had some
because I was going to say, I know the logo was designed a little while back.
Yeah, I kind of got tripped up by something last year, and it kind of knocked me off my path, but I decided to get back and
and you finished the first product, and then you put that online, and people are like, wow, how can I order that?
Exactly, right? Yeah.
What is the name of the company that you're branding yourself under?
Ah, that's a good question. I should probably have led with that. But the company is called Psycheletic instead of Psychedelic. You just switch the L and the D around.
Okay.
So it looks,
yeah. So it's very LED-based, and you're 3D printing all of this and programming LEDs and all of that. I saw that when I was up there that you had a remote that could control the LED lighting.
Yeah, so
yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I do have a remote on some of my products. I do not have the skills yet to do the 3D program, or I'm sorry, to do the LED programming, but it's something I'm working on.
Okay. So are you buying pre-programmed little boards, circuit boards?
Yes. So what I'm doing is I'm like you said, I'm buying the 3D. I'm sorry, I'm buying the LEDs that are already programmed, and then just soldering them in there, doing all the electrical work, and getting it to where people can just use it and make it user-friendly.
And you're doing the 3D design as well for the mushrooms?
Yeah, so yeah, I've been doing the 3D design for that. I use a program called SolidWorks, which I'm sure many people are familiar with. It's kind of the gold standard and when it comes to 3D design.
So you got into 3D printing, obviously, how long ago? And that was a predecessor to this.
Right, so I've been in 3D printing for, I'd say, roughly 2 years, mm-hmm. but you know, there's a lot about 3D printing. You can't just buy one and say, you know, I want to make this. You got to learn the intricacies of it. You got to learn, you know, what you can and can't do and its limits and everything. So throughout the years, I've learned quite a few things about it.
So. Now, you just showed up, what, 2 days ago? How long have you been here?
I've been here since Monday.
Since Monday. But you just set up your tent with the mushrooms, I think. 2 days, or I saw you setting the tent up recently, and then last night I saw you going around with them, kind of traveling with them and showing them off. Have you already sold out?
No, I haven't sold out yet, but they're going pretty fast.
I bet. Very cool. And so, is this something that people can order online? Can they reach out to you via a website or something like that?
Yeah. So I do have a website, and that is www.psycheletic.com.
Can you spell it?
Yes. PSYCHELEDIC.com.
Very cool.
I also have a Facebook and Instagram page, and you can make inquiries there.
So right now, is it just the mushroom lights that's the only item, or are there other things that are available?
The things that I have available right now, I have some cool little quartz crystals mm-hmm. that are in a light. Those do not actually have a remote on them, but you know, they're just a simpler design that I've made.
Sure.
I'm also working on a Thor hammer that kind of lights up. I'm going to bring that out later tonight, but I've just been working on the prototype.
Oh, so you're still creating things while you're up here, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Nice. Yes.
Wow. I can't even imagine having time to sit down and do that here. But because everybody's always stopping, you got to talk, and there's so much going on. It's so fun to be here, and I'm glad this is working out for you, Dan, because it's exciting to be able to see the path away from, you know, the old way of doing things and start taking the steps on that path. Because you can still, you know, still work a job while doing, you know, chasing your dream or going after your dream, and then eventually you'll get to the point where you can just kind of take a leap and go for it and be like, all right, I'm just going to put my notice in. This is working. I can do this and do it full time at some point. I hope, right, for you.
And that is the goal. It's just, and I've been talking with small business owners around here and asking, when is it time to take that leap?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them just say, you know when it's time.
Yeah.
And so that's, I guess I wouldn't say I'm waiting for it, but I know that it's coming.
I'm looking forward to it. Congratulations, Dan.
Thank you.
Psycheletic.com. And we got more coming up here from ForkFest 2020.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the American comeback from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is going well. Hosting a White House meeting on workforce policy, President Trump once again says the virus came from China.
Problem that has about 22 different names. but I'll just call it the plague. But before the plague struck, we had the lowest African-American and Hispanic-American, Asian-American unemployment ever.
The president predicting an economic turnaround and says it's already underway. During a coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, Dr. Deborah Birx says millennials are now coming forward to get tested.
And so whereas before we told them to stay home, now we are telling them to be tested. And this is a great change for us because it allows us now to find the asymptomatic and the mild diseases that we couldn't find before.
This is USA Radio News. A report indicates there have been several recent cases of provocative actions by Chinese military planes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A Taiwanese media report claims Chinese military aircraft flew dangerously close to a U.S. plane and a refueling aircraft that was providing it with fuel at the time near Taiwanese airspace. It happened on Wednesday, and the report says that the Chinese plane approached in a manner that could have been interpreted as a possible provocation. The report follows Taiwan saying that Chinese military airplanes had flown in its air defense zone six times in a single week and at least eight time since June. A Taiwanese security analyst says it's clear that China is asserting itself before the United States.
And universities Oregon and Oregon State have banned the term civil war to refer to their sports rivalry because of the connection to slavery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Now more Free Talk Live from Forkfest 2020 on day number four here in what is another nice overcast day so far. There's a little bit, some peaks of sun, overcast, peaks of sun. It's been kind of shuffling between the two, but the temperature is comfortable. We're here under our broadcast tents.
I don't know if I'd say comfortable. I've been tempted a few times to go get my hoodie.
It is almost a little too chilly. Yeah, you're right about it. You're right about that. I haven't had that temptation, but I did think about it for just a moment. Last night I actually got to put on a long sleeve shirt because it was pretty nice.
Chilly last night.
Yeah, it's a great time. If you get the chance coming up here, forkfest.party, you can learn more about the event. It's Ian and Aria here in our remote studio. Oh, and I want to let you know that Divi is one of our sponsors. They've got a next generation wallet they're working on. In just a few taps, they say you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies right in the mobile app. Fiat's like the dollar. And withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, D-I-V-I project.org. As I say, Ian and Aria here in our remote studio. It's hard to just hammer out the show segments here sometimes because people come by and they want to talk, and we want to talk to them too, but off the air, you know, just about other things that are not broadcast show related. Some people buy in gold backs. We just had a gentleman come up and purchase $300+ worth of gold backs just
nice.
Now. And there was another listener who happened to be sitting here watching what we were doing, and
I think his wife was here with him, and she's like, what are those? And so, of course, I showed them, and the goldback is a actual gold currency, an actual useful gold currency. You can't use an ounce of gold for anything but buying, like, a car or something like that.
Yeah, last night I posted that, you know, I was going about my entire day using only goldbacks, and it was, like, 5 out of 8 transactions were successful with goldbacks. So, I mean, it wasn't 100% successful.
Who turned it down?
The hot sauce guy turned it down.
Interesting.
Matt turned it down, but it was in favor of Monero. So any contest with Monero, in my opinion,
people are going to take Monero.
Monero's going to win.
Well, goldbacks are just as anonymous, though.
They are.
Right?
They are. But, I mean, I'm a crypto person, by and large, okay. And Monero's the best crypto.
That's interesting. I'm glad to know that somebody has actually failed with the goldbacks, because so far I have yet to fail with the goldbacks here. Everything that I've eaten, day 4 now, the 3 days we've been here so far, has been purchased with goldbacks.
But somebody asked me, are you using actual gold or goldbacks? It's like, well, goldbacks do contain actual gold, but yes, obviously I'm using goldbacks. If I tried to hand somebody 0.001 ounce of gold,
they're
it would
lose
be microscopic,
it.
And I would lose it before I could give it to them.
Good luck finding that in your pocket.
I mean, what is that, the size of a freaking earring?
If that.
Yeah. It'd be tiny.
I can't even. I tried to envision, like, taking an ounce of gold and chopping it into 1,000 pieces and how small those would be.
Yeah,
it's incredibly small. I mean, I've seen 1/10 of an ounce of gold, and that's like the size of my thumbnail. And that's just 1/10 of an ounce. This is 1/1000th of an ounce. So, we're here. It's a beautiful day. You can still come out because ForkFest goes all the way through next week. You can go to Rogers Campground's website. You can reserve your either campsite or RV site or even a motel room there and come on out and hang out with some cool, freedom-loving, friendly folks here at ForkFest. You can go to ForkFest.party. Let's get into a little bit of the news. I think, I don't know if we hit any news items yesterday, but there is something I spotted last night, Aria. We haven't covered it in a little while, but when it first started, we did cover it in depth on Free Talk Live. The CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which some other people later started calling the CHOP, or the Capitol Hill Organized Protest. And that's because, well, people can't agree on things. And so,
obviously,
once you get a group larger than 30, you tend to start having schisms. You tend to start having disagreements. That's why there's two different festivals going on here. One of them's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The other one is ForkFest.
I think technically ForkFest is larger.
Well, there's no way to tell that because ForkFest doesn't have tickets.
No, but ForkFest is everything that isn't the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Well,
that's how I'm looking at it.
That's our interpretation of it. I don't think Carla Garrick would agree with that.
Well, she doesn't agree with most of what I say, evidently.
With that interpretation. But, you know, she seemed, like, somewhat frustrated by the fact that there are two festivals going on here at once. And I don't know what else she was expecting to happen. Exactly.
We're opening up the campsite to ForkFest, but we're disappointed that ForkFest is now happening. It's not like we're detracting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're adding to the festival that is going on right now.
We're promoting this time for people to be here, and that means more people will be in the park, and more people can technically purchase a ForkFest or Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket.
If they so choose. I'm still not decided if I'm going to attempt to buy one.
Well,
do they take crypto?
Presumably. I mean, I would think I'd be shocked if they didn't.
I don't know that I'd be shocked at this point.
Yeah, good point. So let's talk about CHAZ. So the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news over the last couple of weeks, some of the folks there in Seattle decided they were going to take over after the police left. There were massive protests, of course, going on, Black Lives Matter, etc. The police left a precinct in what is called the Capitol Hill area of Seattle.
Yeah, they just abandoned it.
Yeah, and activists there basically set up roadblocks. And they started doing, like, teach-ins, and there were people, like, serving food, and there was a lot of artwork in the streets, and it was sort of like, it was described by some as a festival atmosphere.
Nice.
And it was attracting people, homeless people, people who just wanted to set up a tent or whatever. There was actually an interesting video that Vincent shared with me the other day, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He'll be stopping in, I think, next week for ForkFest.
Okay. I didn't know he was coming.
Yeah, he's doing ForkFest week 2.
Okay.
Only. So he shared me with this video of some guy walking in the Chaz with a video camera. He was doing a live stream.
Okay.
And, you know, just kind of walking around and just doing a live stream, right? Like showing his thing that he's doing walking through the Chaz. And some girl yells at him, "Hey, make sure you don't show anybody's faces." And so he says, "Okay, yeah, it's fine. I'm not here to show somebody's faces." He's just walking around, right?
Are they not wearing masks at the Chaz?
The dude that ended up threatening him was wearing a mask, so I suspect some people are. But anyway, there were tents nearby, so it was sort of nearby people's homes, basically. And so some goon comes up to him after this girl yells, and the goon gets right up in his face. So on the camera view, you can only see the guy's chest.
Wow.
Right, so he's
okay,
that close.
So he's way, yeah.
Yeah, and he tells the dude with the camera, he says, "You can't record here." And the guy with the camera.
I can do what I want.
Well, no. No, you can't.
It's the autonomous zone, sir. Yes,
well,
I can.
Well, this was a place, according to him, where people live. And you wouldn't want... He says you wouldn't want somebody in your house with a video camera. So you need to go over there. You can go over in this other area and you can record video. And the guy's like, "Well, this is public property." And the guy says,
"Not anymore. It's not
the public. This is not public property." So they were
so
in what was.
Is this a government goon or is this a Chaz goon?
This is a Chaz goon. He looks like he came from the campground there, trying to intimidate this person and successfully intimidating this person into stopping his recording. But is it really public property anymore, as the man claimed? I would say that, you know, even though I don't agree with what the Chaz goon was doing, I would say that it's not public property anymore because it appeared to have been homesteaded, literally, by people who were camping there. So it's no longer public property. It's now their land, and I guess they get to decide what to do with it. Again, I don't agree with their decision, but there's a libertarian argument for, you know, homesteading in this particular case. So the CNN report here is going to say that Chaz is shutting down, and I guess it's over. What's it been, like 2 weeks? 3 weeks, maybe, maximum? We can continue the discussion here on Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about this event. You've got plenty of time to come on out here to Rogers Campground and join us. More coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is Forkfest 2020, and we've been talking about the Chaz. We're going to continue that conversation here in a moment. Also, coming up in just a few weeks from now, if you are looking to head to a different kind of a conference, Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are going to be happening. And when I say different, I mean more of like a conference kind of thing, not a camping event. But it's going to be a lot of the same people. You're going to see a lot of liberty-loving folks. In fact, I saw some of the guys from Vegas who throw the organizer of Anarcho Vegas is here at Forkfest right now. He showed up yesterday.
Is he?
So, yeah, if we get the chance.
I haven't met him.
His name's Kingsley. We'll hopefully he'll come by and we'll drag him over here at some point. We'll get him on. And we'll talk about what he's got planned for Anarcho Vegas and also Crypto Vegas. So lots of great speakers are going to be there, and you'll get to see them for just $20.20 for one day's pass. So if you want to go to both events, it's a two-day thing, so you got to do it twice. AnarchoVegas.com and CryptoVegasConference.com. That's where you can get your tickets, and it's going to be July 18th and 19th in Vegas. You will get details on the venue later. So they don't want to. I don't think they want to announce the venue in advance. I think you'll get, as I understand it, maybe it's once you buy the ticket or something like that, because the last thing they need is somebody like some Karen calling up the police or whoever in Vegas, and there's a conference going on. They're not wearing masks. So, I don't know. I mean, I presume we're going to not be able to wear masks in this conference, but...
I would hope so. What about Freedom Fest? I never thought about that. Are they requiring customers to wear masks?
That's an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that.
So I won't be at Freedom Fest either. I'm willing to do it for a plane ride for a few hours.
But all day?
But all day, yeah. No, not doing it.
AnarchoVegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com. You can use code FTL to get 10% off your VIP tickets there. Well, that'll be a question we can ask Kingsley when we get a chance to talk to him. Is, are there going to be any weird, you know, restrictions by the venue? In this particular case.
I mean, you can't control venue restrictions, right?
You can say, I don't want to do it. Yeah. You can say, well, we're not going to do it here. So we'll keep you informed on that as we learn more. So check them out. So we were talking about the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, as it had been called. There, you know, it's been an interesting little experiment. And how long was it going to last? Well, according to CNN, it may be ending as we speak. The story here published on the 24th. The de facto leader of the autonomous protest in Seattle said Wednesday, quote, a lot of people have already left the area, unquote, after the days after the mayor said she was going to persuade people to leave.
Oh.
The statement from the Twitter.
I thought the mayor had spoken out in support of the autonomous zone.
Well, I guess somebody got shot.
Oh.
In the autonomous zone. According to somebody who was sitting here a moment ago, it may have been more than one person.
In self-defense?
I don't know. I don't know any of the details about it.
I mean, that's going to happen. It's not like the police could have prevented that.
No.
Rather, not being the Capitol Hill autonomous zone would not have prevented that either. It was probably just some stupid argument that escalated until someone died.
Probably over a girl or something dumb.
Yeah,
like that,
this right? happens at nightclubs, it yeah. happens at bars, it happens everywhere.
Well, and I think one of the interesting aspects of that story, or at least one of the shootings that I saw, was somebody let the police in to investigate.
So you never want to do that.
So after all the talk about how autonomous...
Come back with a warrant. Where do I get a warrant? I don't know. Yeah. This is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. You're not going to get a warrant for this property because we declined to provide it.
Well, after all the talk about autonomy, they bring the police back in to investigate a shooting there. Now, clearly, they hadn't been around long enough to come up with their own, you know, private investigation agency or whatever public, you know, defense agency that would have, in theory, have been cooked up by a real marketplace shift to a non-governmental area.
That would have been fantastic, though.
But that's the thing here. The Chaz are not anti-government people, right? Like, I mean, there may be some anarchists
sure.
in there. I'm sure there are.
And then there's the question of whether they're left-leaning anarchists or right-leaning anarchists,
well,
because the two are not the same.
A bunch of them are commies in the Chaz, and so they had a list of demands that they had put together. Now, not when I say they, I don't mean all of them.
Right.
I mean those people who put a list of demands together. So the people who put a list of demands together had their list of demands. We read through them, and most of them were pretty good when it came to, like, justice reforms. But ultimately, they were asking for reforms. They're asking for, we are the Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We demand that you government people do X, Y, Z. And there was, like, you know, 20 plus 30
sure.
you know, different demands in there, including demands that we didn't agree with, like economic demands, you know, free health care, free education, that whole thing. So these people aren't over government by any means. They're not uninterested in a monopoly on violence or anything. They just
right.
want the monopoly on violence
to serve their
to
desires.
Do what they want them
yeah.
to. Yeah. So that's what it was. And so they let the police back in to investigate this shooting. A statement from a Twitter account that claims to be associated with the protest zone, known as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or the CHOP, Capitol Hill Organized Protest, said that, quote, few people remain in our beloved CHOP, unquote. The statement signed by, quote, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Solidarity Committee, that's C-H-O-P-S-C, added that the CHOP project is now concluded. As though one person with a Twitter account could speak on behalf of all the however many thousands of people had come through the CHOP.
Well, I mean, if
right?
they left, I mean, it does seem like the last person there would be able to say, all right, well, we're done.
It's
here.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, if indeed these are the last people there. Thousands of protesters have occupied the area, a 4 to 6 block portion of Capitol Hill's neighborhood, since June 8th. So June 8th, so that's 3 weeks.
I would be curious to know why people started leaving.
2 weeks. Well, they probably had to go back to work,
yeah.
you know? However, in recent days, at least 4 shootings have been reported in the area, one of which left a person dead. Hip-hop artist and de facto CHOP leader Raz Simone acknowledged that the protesters had drawn attention from critics. He said, quote, the protesters of Chaz have targets on their backs, and that's an issue. A lot of peaceful protesters are being harmed, so it's sad that's where we're at in America. I guess he's suggesting that the shootings may have been politically motivated.
Yeah.
But I don't know the details on that. As
well,
a result,
they would. More, I don't know about politically motivated, because how much actual politics is going on there. But it was definitely likely to have been a result of divisiveness in politics. And, oh, you're not far left enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to shoot you now.
Mayor Jenny Durkan said Monday that it's time, quote, it's time for people to go home, unquote, as she announced that her office would be working to get protesters to clear the area. Seattle community leader Andre Taylor, who's been tasked by Durkan to try to get people to leave peacefully, said Wednesday the original motivation for CHOP was lost after the violence. He told CNN that from his point of view, CHOP is over. Quote, it's over because of the violence, Taylor told CNN, adding, I've told people here, don't be focused on the location. CHOP is not a location. It is an idea. Well, no, it was a location. It's there in the name. It's the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone or Organized Protest. And that was one of the schism that happened was that it was originally called the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And some people felt like that was too secessionist sounding. So they wanted to call it the Organized Protest instead.
What a stupid thing to fight over.
Well, that's usually what happens when people have a schism. It usually is a pretty petty kind of thing in a lot of cases, or it was based on something petty. And so, you know, yeah, it was definitely a location. It was all about this particular location. The idea, what's the idea? Reforming the government? Is that what this is? Because that seems what it was really to be about. They want to have a more, you know...
In Seattle, which is already pretty hard left.
Pretty lefty, yeah. They want it more lefty. And I did wish them the best, you know, when this was happening. I even though I'm not a communist, I'm a voluntarist, I'm a liberty-loving person, I still support secession, and I still support people trying something different. And to their credit, for 2 weeks, you know,
I support reducing police violence, and it seems like that was one of their primary goals, or at least one of their goals. I don't know primary, but it was something that they were striving for, and I certainly support that.
Neither Durkan nor the police offered a timeline for clearing the encampment, but the statement from the group said they were told it would occur, quote, no later than early next week, unquote. So it sounds like what they're doing is spreading the word, hey, it's over, guys, go home, you know, take your tent, go pitch it somewhere else, got to get out of here. And so they're going to have some amount of time before the police come back in, and then the police will likely use violence against whoever is left, would be my guess.
Proving that the protest achieved absolutely
nothing. You know, if it did something, it did bring some attention to some things. Of course, the Black Lives Matter protests have brought some attention to some issues, right? I mean, so that's what a successful protest can do, is it can bring some attention to things that need to be changed.
What's frustrating is that the Black Lives Matter protests, they're still going on, right? They're going on all throughout the U.S., but we're not hearing about them now. Why aren't we hearing about them? Well, it's because the looting stopped. And if there's no looting, the media has no interest whatsoever in talking about Black Lives Matter.
We can continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2020.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with extension.